Psalm 68, let's start at verse 21. It's a habit. This is not real familiar scripture, but it would be to some prophecy readers and studiers. Amen. But God shall wound the head of his enemies and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on steel in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. This is really prophecy speaking of the gathering of the nation of Israel. Amen.
Yeah.
That thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and of the tongue of thy dogs. There in that final battle of Armageddon, of thy dogs in the same. There's going to be blood, amen, up to the horses' bridles. Amen. I'm not going to preach that, but I'm going to get down here and get my thought. Verse 24, they have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God and my King in the sanctuary. The singers went before the players on instruments, followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah, and their council, the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Verse 28, where I want to get my text from tonight. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto them. Verse 28, one more time. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of God's word. Amen. If God would help me for just a few moments here tonight, I'd like to preach on why does God allow difficulties in my life? Amen. Why does God allow difficulties in my life? Verse number 28, thy God hath commanded, underline that word if you like writing in your Bible, thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Amen. And my message here tonight in a nutshell is right here. A lot of times the devil gets the credit for things that God is doing in our life. Woo, amen. Sometimes we fight trials and troubles and tribulations and hardships and ups and downs, and we say, boy, the devil's been wearing me out. You ever hear that? I'm afraid sometimes the Lord puts those things in our life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Trials are given to us by God. Amen. Did you notice when Satan came to Job and Satan told the Lord, said, you got a hedge around him. Amen. I can't touch him. Praise God. I know you can debate that. Yes, Satan all full force tried to defeat Job. Amen. But God had to allow him. Amen. God had to take down the hedge and let Job be exposed. Amen. If the Lord would help me here tonight for just a few moments, I'd like to preach on a few things here. Amen. On why God allows difficulties in our life. Number one, difficulties are not an invention of the devil. Amen. Did you get that? Difficulties are not an invention of the devil. Number two, difficulties make us strong, and Satan doesn't want to make us strong. I'm going to back up these points in just a moment. Number three, God plans our difficulties to make us strong. Hallelujah. Amen. In 1939, Hitler set off to rule the world. He is responsible for millions of death. They gassed, amen, millions of Jews. And not only was those millions of Jews lost their life at the hand of Hitler, but look at all the troops that fought in World War II whose deaths was responsible. Hitler was, amen. That's when every American loved his country and every red-blooded American was willing to stand up for what he believed in. Praise God. I don't know about you, but this country we say is a free country, the land of the free, the home of the brave. But this freedom did not come without a price. Amen. Great God. Every Memorial Day, every 4th of July, the girls didn't understand Memorial Day the other day. They said, why do we do that? Amen. Thank God we can take a day a year and go lay some flowers on a loved one because they stood for something yesterday when I wasn't able to. Amen. Thank God for those soldiers that laid down their life in yesteryear so that I could have the freedom that I enjoy in this country today. Amen. And many men would stand up. Amen. I remember in history class when we were studying World War II, how that men would stand in the draft lines. Amen. America didn't have to draft so many because hundreds and thousands of men, amen, stood in the line and said, sign me up. I'm going to fight for this country. That's before we had draft dodgers like Bill Clinton. That's before we had draft dodgers like Cassius Clay. Men wanted to stand up and say, great God, I'm going to fight for my country. Amen. Men worked hard and they prepared for the military. Amen. Sergeants put those men through difficult times. One man said he had to do 100 push-ups with 90 pounds of a field pack on his back. They made him drop in the sawdust, had sawdust up and down their clothes. Amen. Sand sometimes on the sandy beaches, sand in their clothes and in their boots and in their mouth and in their faces. They would have to run 10 miles a day. They would have to do those push-ups. Amen. In some of the branches of the military, amen, in that boot camp when you get near the end, those soldiers were saying in World War II, why is Hitler doing this to us? They would get to the, amen, final end of that training, and some referred to it as Hell Week. They put them through torturous times, those soldiers. Those sergeants, amen, would take them, amen, and put them through, amen, horrendous situations. They would keep them up for days in, amen, day after day, 4 and 5 days, not one wink of sleep. And those soldiers were saying, why in the world is Hitler creating such a chaos in this world? But one man said it wasn't until the heat of the battle that he realized it wasn't Hitler that put me through this. It was my sergeant getting me ready for the battle to come. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, amen, you say, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why? Amen. Great God, I've wondered many times when everybody else that I grew up around had a strong Christian family and a strong Christian mom and dad to go to church with them. As a young boy, I wondered, why don't I have that? Great God, I tell you why. Because God was fitting me for the battle ahead. Hey, so Michelle and I have been through things in our life. We've been through some hard times and we've had our good times. But I wondered, Brother Tommy, through the years, why did we go through that? And at that time in my life, I thought, boy, the devil's getting the best of me. Only to realize later in life, that was God preparing me for the journey ahead. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, amen, God allows difficulties in our life to strengthen us and to get us ready to fight a battle. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven, hey, I come to tell us, amen, don't decide the battle. Don't just stand around, amen, in the battle and think the devil is getting the upper hand. I believe most of the time it's God getting you strong. I believe it's God strengthening you for what's ahead in the battle. Amen. Hey, God. Hey, amen. All this was done in order to strengthen them soldiers. Amen. These men for the battle. I don't need to tell you that after them soldiers prepared all of that time, amen, they floated across the ocean. Amen. And when they let down those floating boats on the banks of Normandy, those Germans had it pinpointed down and they mowed them soldiers down. Amen. Like ants. I mean, just mowed them down. Blood floated in the waters on the shores of Normandy. Hey, amen. But it's known today as what? D-Day. You know why? Because a select few made it on that shore. Hey,
And when they made it on that shore, they thanked, amen, that old sergeant. I believe their mind flashed back days and days of being awake, because now they escaped, amen, and they was on land, and they stayed up for days. They had sand in their boots. They had sand up and down their clothes. They was uncomfortable. They was hungry. They was tortured, but they was ready for battle. Hey, I come to tell us that I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, God in this house. I come to tell us, amen, it's God. It ain't the devil wooing you. It ain't the devil. Amen, you say the devil's tearing me apart. I believe it's God trying to strengthen you. I believe it's God saying, I'm getting you ready for greater battles. I'm getting you ready for the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory. I never played football in high school. Amen. But they, in middle school, amen. The further up you go, it's worse. College, amen. Pros, they put them players in what they call spring training. They run them guys. Amen. Every year, just about in August, we hear some high school player had a heat stroke and died. Amen. They run them guys. They get them guys ready. Amen. Is that the devil doing that to them? No. That's their coach doing it to them. Because he knows in a short distance they're going to meet an opposition. And they got to be in shape to be better than the one across from them. Great God. Amen. They got to run. They got to spend that time lifting them weights. They got to get their heart, their cardiac build up. They got to get their stamina ready, because the enemy's coming, the opposition's coming, it's going to try to take them down. And God sees ahead of the road, and he sees the devil says, I'm going to take him down. But great God, Job was ready. When the devil came, the devil said, I'm going to take his children, I'm going to take his home, I'm going to take his wealth, I'm going to take his farm, everything he has, and he's going to curse God and die. But great God, little did the devil know, God had prepared Job. And when all of that came, Job was ready to fight the devil. Hey, I come to tell, I ain't gonna preach for just a few more minutes. I feel the Lord in this house. But I come to tell you, amen, it just might not be the devil that's causing this turmoil. I believe it's God that's looking ahead. And he sees the adversary. And he says, get ready for the battle. You got to be ready to stand. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! You know what? Amen. Woo! How do you take it? Amen. What you take so many times, somebody says. Well, I'll tell you how. Amen. Because some of you were brought up in the school of the hard knocks. Great God. Amen. Michelle was asking me something the other day. And I said, well, amen. Raylan already, she's 12, so I guess she was 11 last summer, 12 most of through the summer. She's already started, amen, washing cars and waxing cars for a little bit of spending money. Amen. Trying to work a little. Hey, amen. Michelle and I were talking the other day. Amen. Some old memories have been brought up this week. Amen. But I thought about some of them boys, Brother Tommy, that I grew up with. Their dads and moms bought everything for them, laid everything down in their lap. What are they today? Most of them are lazy and turned out not to mount out too much. Hey, at 11 years old, my dad busted his leg up. He's been hobbled up ever since. At 11 years old, I had to change the oil in the cars, had to mow the grass, had to be the man around the house. Hey, amen. And back then, I thought, boy, ain't no other kid got to do what I got to do. Back then, Brother Tommy, I thought, boy, look at the devil, how he's trying to destroy my family. Look at the devil, how he's really making things hard on me. But 36 years old, yeah, 36, I'm not there yet. Great God, 36 years old, Brother Tommy, I look back at that, and I say those were hard days. Those were days, but I wouldn't trade them for the world. It made me the man I am today. Great God, I found God to be real in the valley as much as I did on the mountain. I come to tell us, Brother Tom, I'd rather be reared in the home of poverty than I would in a rich home and have everything laid in my lap and not have to do anything. I come to tell us, it's the Lord. God said, I'm going to put obstacles
goes, I'm going to put you in a difficult place so I can get to, you know, where I need you to be. Amen.
Praise God. I'm not bragging or boasting, but I've been through some hard things. I like what Brother James said the other day. Hey, man, Brother James, what'd he say? Something about that old guy wanted to be the pastor all the time. And he said, they let him have a shot at it. He tried it one night and he said, I'll get back to you. It ain't what I thought it was. Hallelujah. Amen. But my trials in yesteryear has helped me to be the one I am today. Hey, God. Woo! I know what it's like. I've never been to the place, brother, where I don't have food on the table. But I know what it's like to have. Amen. That's what my dad and my mom got sick. We like my dad got sick, rather. Amen. He couldn't work. We lost a lot. Lost everything we had. My mom had to go up and work for the local funeral home. And I'm glad he gave her a job. My dad hobbled along on that one foot. And me and my sister come home from school. Amen. I said, ask him. I don't know if it's all we had to eat or if it's all he knew how to make. But every day was fried taters and weenies in a pan, you know. He'd fry them up. Every day. Amen. I love mashed potatoes to this day. Michelle said, what do you want to eat? I said, mashed potatoes. Well, I'm going to fix fried potatoes. Thank God I like fried potatoes. But ain't so many fried potatoes, I'm sick of them. Amen. Hey. Amen. I know what it's like. Hey, amen. My dad come get me from school every now and then. That's the way kids are today. And I guess I was one of them. That old truck rusted out. Them old fenders would wave at you. Amen. Wasn't much of a truck to ride, but at least we had a truck. He'd come down to school to get me. And I knew he knew. Amen. But when I'd get in there, I'd open that door, Brother Tommy, and I'd scoot way down. I didn't want nobody seeing me in that truck. Hey, but I look back home, man. Amen. I pulled in another day. Amen. Old buddy from high school said, Jason, he remembered. He said, I drive my old work truck. Had to unload brush off of it anyway, or hedges. He said, that's the same old truck your dad had 15 years ago. Well, to be exact, it was 16 years ago. Hey, I told my dad that and we laughed. He said, you should have told him. Great God, you're praying for it to run another 15. Hey, amen. I know what it's like to be in a hard place. But yesteryear may be the one I am today. Thank God I'm going to stand and fight the devil. I said I'm going to stand in the face of the enemy. If you're going to knock me down, it's going to come with a pike. If you're going to knock me down, it ain't going to come easy. I've been through the difficulties. I've been in the hard times. And I know what it's like to stand for God. Oh, yeah. Woo! I'd never do it today. Michelle and I laugh every now and then. I'm pretty easy going. To be honest with you, I'm easy going. Woo! But when it comes push to shove, I'm going to stand. We laugh about it every now and then. I've never said it now, at least I don't think I would. We had a little bit of trouble. Several years ago, some people spread some rumors, really lies, and said some things. Amen. Said I was taking all the money of the church and all that. Most of the time, there's church trouble. The devil always seems like wants to start with that right there. Let me tell you something. I ain't even on this realm. You tell me how we have money troubles when we've been here 8 years. We've remodeled this church over $100,000 worth. Amen. We bought these houses. They're all paid for. We own all this property. Great God. Amen. The Lord. I tell you how it's happened. It's been the hand of God. Amen. And good people that comes. That's faithful. Amen. That pays their tithes. That's faithful to the church. Great God. That's how it happens. Amen. But boy, that's causing me some headache. And I was praying one night. And I said, oh God, what am I going to do about this? It's causing me headaches. It's causing me aggravation. Right here's what a lot of guys would do. They would pack up and run on down the road and get sick of the struggle.
And I was a praying. I should have never told this in church, but I was a praying, and the Lord said, "You know why I put you there? You know why I called you to pastor that church?" And at this time, I was wondering. I said, "Tell me, Lord, tell me why." He said, "Because you're man enough to stand up and do it." Hey, well, that made me feel pretty good. So the next night, I come to church, and I looked at them ones that was causing me some trouble, and I said, "You know why I'm the pastor? Because I'm man enough to do it." I never had no trouble after that. I'd probably never say that today. I was young and stupid, but thank God. I tell you, we got to have a man. We got to have women that'll stand up for something, or we'll have the blind lead of the blind. Give me a red-blooded American that'll stand for the truth, that'll stand for holiness, and believe it with everything in him.
We got enough flopping out churches. We got a church on every corner. We got enough. Amen. Whamby, pamby, love doctor and preaching churches. We need somebody that'll stand and tell the world, gun vanilla straight. The Bible says this, and it's God's way or no way. I come to tell us, God puts difficulties in our lives. Is this all right? That's good, because I'm going to preach anyway. Hey, man. Hallelujah. I said, God wants you to be strong. Amen. Some grow up, they're spoiled brats. They never had a hard time. And when the war comes, amen, you will have wished you'd have been through hell week. When the hardships come, you'd have wished you didn't have put such in the sand. When the hard times come, you'd have wished you paid your dues back there in training camp. Amen. Woo! That's what happens, you know. Somebody said our marriage is on the rocks. Great God. Amen. That's difficulties you face. It'll make you stronger tomorrow. Right. Woo! Amen. I wish I could say, amen, that Michelle and I married 18 years ago. Almost, amen. 18 years ago. And it's been fine, hunky dory, smelling the roses every day. But it ain't been that way. Great God. I wish I could say I had these five kids and they don't never fight and they don't never scrap. Great God, I won't tell who. But the other night, Michelle hollered, said, "I need somebody in here." And they was in the floor going at it. Hey, I wish my kids were perfect, but it's all in raising a family. One of these days, when I walk them down the aisle, we'll have memories of yesteryear and we'll say we're the family we are today. Over the trials we've been through together. Hey, Michelle and I told you last week, we don't even have to talk. I can look at her and she can look at me, and we know what each other's thinking. Why? Because we've been through difficulties. Why? We've been through hardships. Why? Thank God we've learned to love each other when it's low as well as when it's high. Thank God in heaven, I come to tell us, God puts difficulties in your life. Woo! Is this all right? It's the truth. I know it's the truth. Great God. Why does God put difficulties there? Because he wants you to be strong. Amen. You take that pastor that never had difficulties, he'll fall the first little something up comes along. You take that marriage that's just flying like a fairy tale. It's going to fall off and it's going to hit the rocks. Woo! Come on now. Difficulty strengthen the relationship. Difficulty strengthen your body. Difficulty strengthen you and makes you the person you are today. How do you take? Amen. Woo. Amen. The hard times. Great God, I tell you how you take it. It gives you character and it develops you into who you are. Some may say, I don't want my kids to go through hard times. And that's what we, amen, have today. We got a society, amen, when yesteryear we had the Bible, amen, we had prayer in school, we had a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We had families that know what it was like to struggle, but yet they loved their country. But now we say, oh, I don't want my kids to struggle. I don't want them to go through hardships. Look at what we have now. We have drugs polluting our schools all across this country. We have armed guards standing at our doors to meet our students when they come to school. We've got drug sniffing dogs climbing up and down the halls throughout this country. Why? Because our kids today don't know what hardship is. But I come to tell you, I thank you, Lord, that I've been through the valley. I thank you, God, that I've been on the bottom and I've been in the top. But while I was on the bottom, I found a rose of Sharon. I found a lily in the valley. I found God to be true when I was on the bottom. God, give us some bouncers. What is a bouncer? When you hit the bottom, you bounce back up. Hey, great God, bounce up. You're going to hit difficulties. You're going to hit low places. But bounce back up. Woo! Any great preacher that's ever lived is a bouncer. He hit the bottom, but he got back up. Woo! John Bunyan, he was a bouncer. He hit the bottom, but he got back up. D.L. Moody, Spurgeon, both were cast out of their, amen, religious organizations. But great God, they was down a while, but they bounced back up. Hey, I come to tell you, devil, you might have a trip ahead of me. There might be something in front of me that's going to knock me down. But great God, when I get knocked down, I'm going to rise again. Can I got anybody in this house that'll say, hey, I'm going to rise again. I'm going to rise. Difficulties come. Hard weather come. Sunshine come. Rain come. But I'm going to get back up. Hey, great God in heaven, I feel the Holy Ghost. Get back up. The devil says, you ain't going to make it. But God says, you can make it. Hey, I come to tell us, get back up. Woo! I'm done. Somebody help me up here. A rich man. Brother Earl, you gotta hand me my phone. I already lost my hanky. A rich man. A rich man's son was out getting his lawnmower ready. This guy was worth millions. His son and his cousin come by. I think his name was the rich man's son. His name was Rutherford. His cousin said, Rutherford, amen, what are you doing with that lawnmower? Said, I figured y'all had a lawn guy take care of this magnificent estate. He said, oh, I'm going down here, amen, to make some money with my mower. And he said, with all the millions your dad's worth, I figured he gave you an allowance. He said he does. He allows me to go mow yards for money. Hey, God. Woo! That's the way America was 50 years ago. Amen. They know what it's like. Amen. To struggle. They know what it was like. Amen. Charlie over here. Amen. Charlie over here. Hey, God. He's got these like pill bottles. Old pill bottles. I mean nuts and screws and bolts and bent nails. Everything in the world over in that garage. Many times I come home laughing to myself. I said, oh, I don't know why he's got all that stuff over there. Won't you just throw that away? I tell you why, Charlie knows what it's like to face hard times. Hey, amen. And since I made fun of him, I got to admit, many times something broke on my mower and I didn't have a part to fix it. And I said, Charlie, what we going to do? And he hunted through them bottles and he found something to fix it. Hey, I come to tell us, hardships make you who you are today. Don't give up, but bounce back up. Hey, I come to tell us, do something for God. God wants you to be strong. Now we have kids that go to Florida on their spring breaks getting ready to come up. They'll fly from all across the north, the Midwest. They'll fly to, what is that, Sin City down there, Panama City. They'll pack that place in. They'll act like a bunch of hoodlums. Amen. They'll strip down and don't wear no clothes. Hey, and they'll run wild on the beach of Panama. Amen. While they got a mom and dad back home somewhere footing the bill, while their kid is getting hooked on drugs and hooked on alcohol. Hey, I come to tell us, I'm glad I faced the hard knocks. I'm glad I faced the poverty. I'm glad I know what it's like not to have nothing. Great God, and I rose from that. Hey, I come to tell us, God puts difficulties in your life. Why did God, you ever thought about this? I'm done here. You ever thought about this? Why did God wait so long to give us the radio, the telephone, amen's, electricity, airplanes, automobiles? Why did God knew about them from since the Garden of Eden? God knew about it from since he started time. I don't have time to get into this. I believe before the flood, amen, it was a great technological era anyway. Amen, before God flooded the earth, amen, it was a great technological era. Amen, they made metal. Hey, God, I mean, all these things were prophesied in Scripture. Amen, but God, why did God wait? I believe Adam could have had a telephone. Who would have called? I don't know. But he could have had a telephone. Hey, God, hey, why did God wait to give Adam a phone? Why did it have to happen? The great technological advances have happened in the last 100 years. Why did man have to wait? I tell you why. God wanted man to struggle. God wanted man to have difficult days. That way we remember where we came from. That's why my brother Comet preached this morning. God led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he always said, remember where I brought you from. Remember the Red Sea, how you come across. Remember how your clothes never wore out. Remember how I fed you manna, amen, and quail in the wilderness. Remember how the water came out of the rock. God says, remember, I brought you out of nowhere, and you bounced up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Remember where I brought you from. Hey, I'm going to say, leave you with this. If you don't have a struggle, it's going to throw some of you for a loop. Make a struggle. Woo! Well, I don't know about that. Well, you take an office man. Amen. Many office men who don't have a physical job, what's he do? He makes a struggle. He goes down and he walks in the gym. He goes down and he gets on the treadmill, on the elliptical. He goes down and he struggles. He lifts weights. Amen. Why? Because he sees the need of the struggle. Amen. God sees the need of a struggle. Amen. A man was climbing Mount Everest one time, and a passerby came by, and he said, man, why are you climbing such a mountain? And I love his answer. He said, I'm climbing Mount Everest because it's there to climb. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's there to climb. Give me another hill. Give me another valley. Give me another trial. Give me another problem. Every red-blooded American, amen, wants a struggle, and he wants to win. Hey, I come to tell us, don't be lazy. Don't be flabby. But thank God for the struggle. Amen. Acts chapter number 5. Amen. Said it to him. Amen. To him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and they had beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in this name Jesus anymore, and they let them go. Look at the struggle. And they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. But it didn't stop there. And daily in the temple, great God, did you hear that? And daily in the temple and in every house,
they cease not to preach and to teach in Jesus' name. Thank God those early church members said, give me a struggle. They beat them and said, don't do it no more. But they every day, they kept going back. Hey, I come to tell us, some of you need to struggle. Some of you need to realize it's God that's given you strength in the struggle.
Woo! I was hoping, Sister Missy, I didn't have to get this far. Woo!
Abraham Lincoln, amen, is one of the most famous failures with a high influential personality. He is probably the greatest example of persistence on the grounds of his failures. If you want to learn about somebody who didn't quit, look no further. Amen. Give me a couple minutes. Born into poverty, Lincoln was faced with defeat throughout his life. He lost 8 elections. Twice he failed in business and suffered a nervous breakdown. He could have quit many times, but he didn't. And because he didn't quit, he became, which even to this day is rated, one of the top presidents that this country has ever had. Why? Because he had a struggle. Why? Because he had difficulties. But every time he faced a difficulty, amen, he bounced back up. Hey, in 1816, his family was forced out of their home, and he had to work to support them. 1818, his mother died. Are you getting this? In 1831, he failed in business. 1832, he ran for state legislature and lost. Amen. Later that year, he lost his job, and he wanted to go to law school, but he couldn't get in. 1833, he borrowed some money from a friend to begin a business, and by the end of that year, he went bankrupt, and he spent the next 17 years of his life repaying the friend his debt. In 34, he ran for state legislator again, but this time he won. Him in 35, he was engaged to be married to a sweetheart, but she died and his heart was broken. In 36, amen, he had a total nervous breakdown and was in bed for 6 months. In 38, he sought to become Speaker of the State Legislature, but he was defeated. In 40, he sought to become Elector, but he was defeated. He ran for Congress and he lost. He ran for Congress again, and this time he won. Great God, later in 48, he ran for re-election in Congress, and he lost again. In 49, I'm done, he sought the job of a land officer in his home state, and he was re-elected. In 54, he ran for Senate, amen, of the United States, and he lost. Amen. And later in 58, he ran for U.S. State Senate, amen, and again he lost. But every time, amen, after he lost, he kept bouncing back up. And then later in 60, he was finally elected president of the United States of America. His heart had been broken. He had lost his sweetheart. He had lost many elections. He had lost businesses. He had lost bankruptcy. But thank God he kept on trying. And finally, amen, the great emancipator rang the bells of freedom. And freedom rang from the north to the south, from the east to the west. And he became known as the great emancipator. Hey, I come to tell us, don't give up, but keep trying. Keep getting up. Great God, there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be hard days. But get back up.
Woo! Stand with me across this house. Help us, Lord, in this house. There's somebody in this place tonight. You're in a hard place. Woo! God didn't lay this on my heart. I may preach it another night, but I was going to preach tonight. I'll give you my message. I'll preach it again here pretty soon. But I was going to preach tonight. Does God still Does God really still heal today? Amen. Get ready for it. I'll be preaching that soon. Does God really heal? Does he still heal? Woo! But today the Lord beckoned my heart and said it ain't the way to go tonight. Amen. And so tonight I come with a burden on my heart to tell somebody else with a burden. Your heart is heavy. You've been struggling. It looks like there's situations ahead of you and there's no way through. But God sent a preacher by to tell you, no matter how hard you fall, no matter how far you go down, bounce back up and you can have the victory in this house tonight. Amen. Who will meet me in these altars right here in this place and say, great God, I'm getting back up. I'm bouncing back up. Devil, you can't have me. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. But these hard times is going to help me tomorrow. Come on, come on. Let's gather in these altars tonight. Amen. Ask God to help you. Ask God to bless you. God, I've got to get back up.